I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Integrate or separate? The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces controls much of northeast Syria. Back in March, it signed a tentative deal with Syria's president about integrating into the National Army. But talks have since stalled. In the bigger picture, Kurds are a stateless people. Millions live across Turkey, Iran, Syria, and Iraq alone. Samuel with redemptive stories.
I think their end goal is to create a state for themselves, to live freely as a people, to not be oppressed as a minority.
Samuel says churches have been planted in Syria.
During the Syrian crisis in particular, there's been a huge movement of the gospel among Syrian Kurds.
If Kurdish forces integrate, Syria could see greater stability, but there could also be a threat of ethnic and religious persecution. Pray for bold gospel witness from Kurdish Muslim background believers. And torture and disease are among the latest woes plaguing Sudan. Yet the Lord is working here, too. A gospel worker we'll call John says,
one of the guys that I work with who was an imam became a Christian. He says, you know, in my lifetime, I never believed that I would see a Muslim come to know Christ. And then in the space of a year, I'm seeing them lead 50 to Christ.
With help from John's ministry, new believers from Muslim-majority Sudan learn how to share Jesus and start churches. The leaders held biblical trauma healing workshops in recent weeks, and 150 Muslims came to the Lord.
Help cannot be brought without hope. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that makes a person whole on the inside.
Ask the Lord for mercy. Pray he will introduce millions in Sudan to the peace only Christ can offer. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.